This is the Feminine Podcast, the official podcast of Feminine, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. I'm Jenny Beck-Esme, editor-in-chief of Feminine. Next up on our Fix 18 content, we have a talk from Janelle Bludorn, a PA in the emergency department. Her talk is called, Trust Me, I'm Not a Doctor. Janelle is an emergency medicine physician assistant. She serves on the board of directors for SEMPA, which is the Society of Emergency Medicine PAs, and is a faculty member at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine. In her talk, she discusses what her role is as a PA in the emergency department and how we really all can work together for better patient care. Enjoy.
Trust me, I'm not a doctor. But when it's 1 a.m. and the waiting room is 24 deep and you haven't had a chance to breathe, let alone eat this shift, just give me that nod and without missing a beat, I will go see that patient who just rolled in via EMS with chest pain. In fact, I will evaluate and work up and manage any patient with you or in your stead because although I'm not a doctor, I can be your teammate. That's because I am an emergency medicine physician assistant. And as an EMPA, I am, and 12,000 others like me, are trained and certified to evaluate everything from paronychia all the way up to polytrauma, importantly, as part of a physician PA team. And although this collaborative relationship may look a little bit different state to state or even hospital to hospital, one tenet remains constant. It's my goal as an EMPA to work with physicians and nurses and pharmacists and techs and, well, really anyone in the emergency medicine team to provide high quality and equitable care to anybody who walks up to triage or is whisked on through the ambulance bay. Together, you and I, we care for some of the sickest and some of the most vulnerable patients. Together, we save lives because that's what the emergency medicine team does. So yes, trust me, I'm not a doctor, but I am your teammate. Trust me, I'm not a doctor, but can I trust all of you to keep a secret for me? Please say yes, please, pretty please. Okay. I'm kind of a POCUS nerd, so point of care ultrasound. So if you've ever worked a clinical shift with me, or you've ever had me as an instructor in a class, or heck, if you even just follow me on social media, you tend to know that I geek out over point-of-care ultrasound. And it's also no secret that we in emergency medicine tend to lead the way with point-of-care ultrasound. And although this is true, this very proud EMPA is honored to admit that it was actually during the 3 years that I spent working in women's health and reproductive medicine that my sono curiosity was acquired. And my foundational ultrasound skills were gained. And of course, those POCUS puns are totally intended. I know Risa should be laughing at least at those. Plus, as primarily a medical educator, I obviously bring my favorite clinical tool out of the emergency department and into the classroom to bring things like anatomy and physiology to life for preclinical medical learners. And I'll soon be collaborating with physicians at my emergency department to bring an ultrasound education program to the APPs that work in our ED. So this is just one example of how my experience and expertise as a physician assistant can be leveraged in a way that can be beneficial for a hospital in terms of their clinical care or even their medical education. So whether it is collaboration on a clinical study or aid on an educational endeavor or even leadership on an administrative initiative, although I'm not a doctor, I am proud to be your colleague. I'm sure at your home institutions, you have got PAs in your department who, like me, have experience and expertise that can be leveraged in a similar and collegial manner in order to benefit your departments. PAs, many times, have very rich and varied backgrounds, some people even entire clinical careers before they decide to pursue PA education. I spent all last week interviewing prospective students for the PA program where I am on faculty. We had applicants who were psychologists. We had applicants who were special forces medics, ophthalmology technicians. Heck, we even had somebody that was a medical device entrepreneur. And just in this handful of examples, you could speculate some skills that may be easily applicable should they decide to pursue a career in emergency medicine. So again, just in that handful of examples, things like leading a behavioral health initiative or sitting on a trauma committee, heck, even something like slit lamp troubleshooting for that optho tech, and or even getting involved with leadership. PAs also have this thing called lateral mobility, which is essentially the ability to switch specialties if so desired. And this can understandably sound a little bit strange or scary to doctors, but I would actually encourage you to look at this as an opportunity within your departments. For example, that PA who is tapping knees and reducing joints in fast track with ease very well may have previously practiced as an orthopedics PA, and she could be a wealth of knowledge for your students, your interns, or even some of your residents when it comes to orthopedic complaints. So I challenge you, when you go back to your departments, I want you to ask the PAs that you work with three questions. One, what did you do before PA school? Two, have you worked in another area of medicine? And three, do you have any expertise or experience that we could use to benefit our department, whether that is improving a problem or solving a task that's something our department has been facing? I guarantee that if you ask the PAs these three questions, you will gain a valuable interprofessional perspective, as well as simultaneously cultivate a community of engaged clinician colleagues. Trust me, I'm not a doctor, but I can totally diagnose those pictures that you just showed me of your kids this weekend at the pumpkin patch as like literally the cutest thing I have seen all day. Because we all get those pictures, like flipping through the iPhone again and again and again. I also know that it's laughter that is the best medicine to power you and me and the rest of the clinical team through the last few hours of the last long shift of a holiday weekend in the department. Plus, it is absolutely within my scope of practice to let you know that after that tough code, it is okay to go shed a tear or two in the supply room, because we would all be lying if we said we've never done that before. And all of these things are true, because although I'm not a doctor, I can be your friend. Emergency medicine PAs are number one. Number one when it comes to burnout, that is. About a third of us report that we're burnt out, and it's mostly manifest as mental exhaustion as well as interpersonal disengagement. And that makes us the most burnt out of all the PA specialties. And well, these statistics should not sound unfamiliar to a room full of ER docs, because quite frankly, yours look pretty similar. And although y'all did not top the list of the most burnt out physician specialties this year, about 50% of you report that you are. And unfortunately and unsurprisingly, women are disproportionately affected. Because we share this unenviable statistic, it's important that we, as women in emergency medicine, stick together as friends to support one another. I mean, we work the same long shifts, the same odd hours. We share the same patient population, the critical, the combative, the cunning. Walking that fine line between being an assertive bitch and a timid pushover is something that we do every day. We miss birthday parties, holidays, meals, sleep. We break bad news to strangers on the daily, and to the average person, our workplace is one of the most chaotic and horrifying places that they may ever find themselves. So because of all of this, it's important that we trust in one another as friends, to share our collective hardships, to celebrate our shared triumphs, to know when to make each other laugh, and to know when it's okay to let one another cry. So, in summary, yes, I am your teammate, and yes, I am your colleague. But I want you to trust me, because although I am not a doctor, I am also your friend. Thank you.